Good morning, folks. It's Robin Ellis waiting for Alan Ellis. He is going to be here in about 2.5 seconds.
I might make you.
We've always said there's going to be a day I'm going to be by myself because something's going to happen.
Hi, everybody.
Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We've been rushing around here like crazy this morning trying to get things done. So here we are. We talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors, and we'd like to talk about those topics with you, right?
Correct.
Yeah, exactly. So the way you do that is you simply touch tone your phone. Does anybody have a button phone anymore?
Doubt it. Well, no, offices and stuff do, yeah.
Oh, well, if you're in your office, you want to hit your touch tone buttons for 410-922-6680. 410-922-6680. The easy way to remember that is you're listening to WCBM 680, and that's our phone number, too. 410-WCBM 680. That'll get you here, too. So give us a ring. We'd love to talk to you this morning about anything you want to talk about. Tell you what, hunting season's right around the corner. I hope you got your license, and if you're interested in going bear hunting in Maryland this year, you know you might want to buy your bear permit application. You might want to buy your lottery applications, $15. The money doesn't get wasted, and it doesn't get refunded. What do you need? What? Point.
Remote.
Oh, the remote. Oh. Going to watch TV while we're on the air? Okay, great. What else is new? The TV is never off. So, you know, you can get your, you go online to the DNR website. You can go to the Compass system, and you can log on with your DNR ID number and your birthday. Or you can create an account, and once you do that, you're in for forever. And you can keep, you know, you can look at your what you've purchased as far as your hunting license is concerned. And, you know, you can print out your license anytime you want if you lose it or something like that. So it's not a system without fault, but it's certainly not a bad system if you're keeping track. So you can also download the DNR app, which is, I have on my phone. If you can, you know, those of you who are using a cell phone for, you know, email and business and internet and everything else, you can download the DNR application on your phone, and that gives you everything you need. I use it all the time for tide charts. I use it to check in a deer. You know, it's very handy. It's right there in your hand, and you know, you can explore the website, you get the news releases and all that stuff on your phone. So that's a nice little thing. You don't have the DNR app on your phone, do you, Robin? No. Okay. I'm just asking.
I got it.
Do you?
I don't have it. No, I've got what you're asking.
Oh, you've got your...
I got what you're putting down.
You're picking up what I'm laying down.
Yeah. And why don't you... When you said, everybody, I watch TV, we have the news on in case there's something we need to talk about or whatever.
I know. I'm, you know.
Well, I'm not sitting here watching my cooking shows like I normally would.
So. No, right. You know, give it a break for 2 hours first thing in the morning. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
How you two doing?
Doing good.
Good. Good, good.
Doing great, actually.
Yeah,
he's not excited. I mean, one of the reasons we're running behind this morning is because we didn't get a lot of sleep. We didn't get a lot. We were very busy yesterday, and I will let Alan tell you why.
Oh, that's your thing. Go ahead.
We picked up the new book at the publisher.
Wow, great.
Yeah.
So it is available.
It is available. We started working on sending out the pre-orders last night. So we told them as soon as we got it, we'd be working on them. So it was a late night.
So for people who are just tuning in, tell us what the book is about.
Well, we will do that. Yes, indeed. The book is a new state record book for big game animals, for white-tailed deer, for sika deer, and for black bears. And in 2017, the middle of 2017, we started a company called Bucks, Bears, Stags. And the reason we started the company was for one purpose, and that was to publish a record book, compile the records from every source available to compile the records and to put them in one place at one time. With the history that I have in publishing in Maryland and all the stories that have been written about all the deer that we've gotten, a cadre of photographs. Well, anyway, we started this Bucks Bear Stags. What we did was we recruited a number of people who were already involved in measuring deer antlers and things like that. And these are guys who are former or current Pope and Young, Boone and Crockett. These are the national repositories for big game records. And then we had a program here that submitted their records when they would do an event during the year to the Department of Natural Resources for the annual deer report. So we were able to gather all the annual deer reports back to 1987, which is 3 years ago, and hand copied those public records into a database, plus our guys measuring, plus some other outside resources that had some records, plus the National Boone and Crockett Club and the National Pope and Young Club records for Maryland. We were able to obtain all those. So what we did was put all this together in a 150-some-page book with over 200 photographs and 3,000 records and the stories from everywhere, kids and parents and top deer. What?
Your volume dropped a little.
My volume dropped a little?
Just push your mic up or something. There you go.
Yes, ma'am. I'm glad you're my technological advisor here. How's that, Chris? Any better?
Much better.
All right. Anyway, so we put all these records and stories and everything together in an orderly fashion in the form of a book. And we made that book available for pre-order online, and now we have the actual physical copies of it. It's a soft cover book, and it is full color, absolutely gorgeous, and available for sale. $19.95 online, plus shipping and handling. And that's the best way to get it right now, is to order it online through the bucks-bears-stags.com website. That's bucks-bears-stags for whitetail bucks and black bears and sika deer website, and you will be able to obtain a copy of it here as soon as we can get it mailed out. And that should, you know, like Robin said, we started working on it now, and, you know, most of the pre-orders will be going out Monday, if not today. Right, Robin?
That is correct.
Yep. So there you go. What else you need to know about that, Chris?
Cost?
Oh, $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And you can order online through the website, bucks-bears-stags.com. Now, we are setting up a retail network across the state for retailers to have copies of these books. We've got orders for books from, you know, Washington County and Allegheny County all the way down to St. Mary's and the Lower Shore and that type of thing. So as we now have these books and are able to supply the retailers, you know, you'll be able to get them through your local retailer as well. So that's another way to get it, but you're going to have to wait a couple weeks on that one until we get that network built. So, right, Robin? And let's go to Robin while she's coughing up a lung.
And then my next question is...
I think it's a reaction to having to take the COVID test today.
Then my next question is, do you have any for sale that are autographed?
We could probably make that happen.
Okay.
Sure.
Just a thought.
Our listener, John B., requires an autograph on his. He pre-ordered his, so...
And we had...
I'll have Robin sign it.
Since it is the Robin Ellis show.
Yeah, it's the Robin Ellis show.
Hi, everybody. I'm Robin Ellis. Alan will be here in just a little while.
Well, you were here. I knew it was going to happen someday.
That's because I was.
I know what you were doing. Please, I know what you were doing.
Okay. I won't tell him I was fetching your oatmeal.
And I am now at a loss because I was going to say something.
We were talking about autographed copies.
Yeah, and then...
Uncle Dale.
And then I had another person who asked me to, and I put it on the order form. It's in the receipt book.
Okay.
And did you thank all the guys? Our guys?
Not yet.
Because I think we need to do that.
Okay. Where's a copy of the book so I can remember all their names?
Alan, you know the guys' names. Don't you give me that.
It'd be easier if I had them.
Just give them.
We did also ask for sponsors for help in publishing the book, and some folks were very generous.
That's not who I meant.
I know who you're talking about. I'm trying to fill some time while you get the book here. Grief, Chris. She is a morning person, you know.
I am a morning person. This is not like me.
That and two shots of coffee, right?
I don't drink coffee.
Which I haven't had yet, exactly.
You're kidding.
I haven't had coffee. I don't do coffee.
No. You don't do coffee.
I don't do coffee.
And you're this wound up.
I wake up wound up.
So here's our team. Robert Newton III. He's in Cecil County. He's our scoring director. We call him Bobby. We call him Rob. Other people call him other things. Doug Wigfield, Wicomico County. He's our sick of deer expert. All right. He's been around scoring deer since 1981, measuring deer. Steve Keithley from Calvert County. He is involved in the Boone and Crockett Club and the Pope and Young Club. And, you know, all of us have been friends for a long time.
And those are kind of the three we really started with right in the beginning.
Right, right. And then
started.
Yep, and then as we went along, Chuck Wilcox, who became a official measure for Boone and Crockett and Pope and Young, came on board. And he's been a lot of fun to deal with.
He is.
That's for sure.
He's easygoing.
Oh, yeah. Steve Doc Homiak, he's a former dentist from up in Pennsylvania. He's living in Kent County, and he's a Pope and Young and Boone and Crockett official measure. Then we have Augie Gray, who's a membership. Augie's been on the air. Remember when we were promoting Pope and Young? Augie did a nice interview with us. Augie's an official measure for Pope and Young and their membership, national membership director. We've got Bree and Jason Willie, Robin's daughter and our son-in-law from Caroline County. Bree's done all the data entry for all the records and
a lot of records.
Jason, he helps us with the heavy duty stuff, setting up the BBS exhibits. It's scoring events. He always keeps us entertained with, you know, jokes and he's an idea man too. We really like the fact that he comes up with the different ideas.
And he'll bring food sometimes.
Exactly. And he's a good cook. Jennifer Nicely is our designer. From Nicely Done Design, she has been very, very, very under stress for the last few weeks. She does the Fishing and Hunting Journal. Marilyn loves crabs, and she took on this position with the book.
I can't believe you just said that.
What?
You said she does the Marilyn Fishing and Hunting Journal.
Did I say that?
Yes, you did.
No, she doesn't. What the hell was that, man? There was a deep psychological faux pas. She does the Marilyn Hunting Quarterly, and Marilyn loves crabs. I don't know who does the Fish and Hunting Journal, not us. Anyway, Robin and Alan Ellis, Robin's executive director. There's a pretty picture of Robin in there behind the microphone at the WCBM studio. And then you know all about me. And we have a couple authorized members, Boone and Crockett and Pope and Young Club retired measure Fred Horn. Fred has probably done more than anybody to measure animals in this state, probably well over 300, maybe 400 animals. And Fred, the book is dedicated to Fred.
Yes, it is. Fred is a special guy. He really is.
No question.
And
yep, and so he's retired. John Sagel's the owner of J&J Bait up in Allegheny County. He does our bear measuring. Mike Travis and Carlton Vasek are both taxidermists, and Don Travis is another taxidermist. They're on the team. They all don't do a lot of measuring, but they have measured for us in the past, and so we included them as part of the team. So there you go. What?
We've got a caller.
We do.
Wants to talk about field day.
Field day. Good morning.
Vincent.
Vincent, how are you, Vincent?
Good. How are you guys?
I'm well.
Doing good.
So I'm just up early getting ready for work, but my girlfriend's got open field day today in Elkton, Maryland for the Hunter's Safety Course in Maryland. And
good for her.
Yeah, thank you. But I just want to know if you guys have any advice for someone who's going to go take the big final test for their hunting course.
Yeah, relax. Take it easy.
Relax.
Take it easy. Be observant. I don't know if they have a field day, if they're going to do a walkthrough day, shoot or don't shoot. But, you know, focus on what you learned in the course. Relax, okay? Listen to the instructors. Don't let something somebody says get you rattled. You know you're confident. You know you've aced the course. So just go out and relax and enjoy the day, just like you're going to be a field at, you know, on a hunting day.
It's as easy as that?
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. Huh?
I haven't done it in a number of years, so I don't even remember.
Well, look, the only part I've ever been nervous about as far as a hunter safety education course was when I did the international bow hunting education course. And you had to guess yardage and then shoot accordingly with a bow and arrow. Did pretty well. I mean, I did good on it, but that's the part where you look and you go, is that 18 yards or is that 21 yards? You know, and then you got to plan accordingly. So, but the shooting part
in the next room, but
yeah, the shooting part's easy, you know? So just like I said, listen to your instructor. Here's the main takeaway from all of this. Never point the muzzle of your firearm in a direction where you do not intend to shoot.
Yep.
Okay? Don't point that firearm at anybody. Don't ever do that. Always keep it pointed in a safe direction. And remember that a safety on a firearm is a mechanical device that will occasionally fail. So that is why it's all important to make sure that safety is on and the gun is pointed in a safe direction at every moment. Hope that helps.
All right. Well, thank you guys very much.
All right, Vincent. Thanks for the call.
Yep. Have a great day.
See you later.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's how you do it. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. What time is it getting to be?
John says, don't forget him. He complained a lot waiting for this book.
John? I'm ignoring him. He can complain all he wants. Now we got his book, and he'll get it. And then, you know, we won't have to listen to him complain anymore and complain and whine and moan. And
I figured out I'm going to take a picture of you putting it in the mailbox.
That's good. I like it. That's pretty funny, actually. So,
oh man, got another caller.
Who would we have on the
Ronald, he's up early.
Oh, Ronald, good morning.
Well, morning, Ronald.
Let Miss Ruth say something first.
All right.
How are you both this morning?
I'm good. How are you
good
doing?
Good morning.
Feeling better?
Yes, indeed. I'm fine.
Well, good morning, Miss Robert. Good morning, Alan. How y'all doing this morning?
We're doing great.
Oh, Alan, she was fussing at you. Alan, go, you were 2 tackles late, Alan. I heard her say, Mama said it's going to be her show.
It was going to be my show today.
One of these days I'll not show up. You can go ahead and do it. How about that?
It would be a very, very boring show without you, dear.
I don't know about that.
Ma'am, how's Alan doing, Miss Robin?
Doing good, doing good.
Wonderful, wonderful. Everybody's doing okay, huh?
Oh, yeah. We just keep hanging in there.
Merry Christmas. And, you know, and y'all have a wonderful and a lovely day.
You all, too. You stay cool. Enjoy the day.
Yes, ma'am. And wash your hands and everything.
Yep. You got it, Ronald. Wear your mask.
Wear your mask when you're out in public.
Because my sister took me out yesterday, and she said, put that mask on.
Yep.
Thank you, Bob. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Y'all have a great day. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ronald and Ruth.
I know. They sound good this morning, too.
Yep. So, all right. Any callers on the line, Chris? If not,
nope.
Let's talk about some of our sponsors who keep us on the air.
Yes.
And we'll talk about some of the sponsors for Maryland's Finest here in a little while. So, hey, look. Not much time to keep going crabbing, I mean, till fall, but it might be time to update your equipment. So why not stop by Clyde Sports Shop, your crabbing headquarters in Baltimore, and check out their full line of crab traps. They have the low-profile jobs, and then they have the topless ones that you can stack. They sometimes call them stackable crab traps, sometimes called topless. I prefer topless, but that's me because it sounds fun. Anyway, they have those available. They have the crab nets in cloth and wire. They also have the crab rings, which is a very convenient way. You can stack up a bunch of rings, cloth and wire rings, and they work like a trap. You know, they're open. They have little sides on them, and they're round. You drop your bait in the middle, and you drop them down, and when the crabs get in them, and you pull the sides up, crabs, as you know, can't swim any which way but sideways. They can't swim up, so you keep a little pressure on them and bring them right up. They've got the commercial crab pots, too, for your pier. If you want to fish off your pier or crab off your pier, remember you got to register that crab pot with the DNR. They got the baskets and the lids and the measures and tongs and the gloves and the crab mallets and the crab bait, the salted eel and chicken necks all there in big packages ready to go. Trot lines and trot line supplies. They even have the steamers and the seasoning, Clyde's Custom Crab Seasoning. How about that? All at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's just off Beltway exit number 9. That's Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That phone number, 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. Now, we have our last, this is our last day for a little while to talk about backyard billies.
He'll be back.
Oh, he'll be back. No question he'll be back. But you, personally, folks, you've put it off long enough. Your backyard is just sitting out there waiting. That's your next entertainment center right outside your house. Yeah. And you look out and you go, yeah. But then you go, you know, if I did a little landscaping here, you know, I could put a nice table and chairs out there. We could put maybe a little tiki bar or something like that. All that is available at Backyard Billy's. Now's the time to pull the trigger, dress up that backyard just in time for Labor Day. Backyards Billy's is your place to go. Their theme is making backyards fun. Now, if you're driving by on Route 50, exit 44 at Ken Island, you will see in that backyard, Billy's backyard, a giant selection of colorful poly outdoor and outdoor patio furniture, tables and chairs, Adirondack chairs, tiki bars, as I mentioned, pool houses, storage sheds. That's what's in Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. So you walk in and there's, you know, the counter. To the left is the fireplace and hearth center. That's where you go to look at the grills by, you know, Kamado Joe and Big Green Egg and Traeger. And they're on the left-hand side. And also the hearth department's back there, too, with the fireplace inserts and so forth. On the other side is all statuary and patio furniture and backyard stuff if you want to put in the backyard to decorate the outside and the fire rings and all that. So you can check all that out at Backyard Billy's. plenty of stuff for everybody to look at. So visit BackyardBillys.com or call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44. Your backyard is going to look just great. Robin?
Yes, sir.
What is the special of the day?
Oh, I saw it yesterday. It's a cherry. This was special yesterday, but it counts for today, I believe. A cherry. Hold on, I'm getting it. I just had it. Like I saw it, like a
you dropped the ball. Bay Country Bakery.
I saw it at 1 o'clock this morning
on Route 50, just through Cambridge. If I'm going down to the Sick of Deer Woods or going to the beach or delivering, you know, I make it a point to stop by Bay Country Bakery for a donut or a sandwich and a fresh cup of coffee. What's this?
They are a Black Forest chocolate sour cream cake.
That sounds good.
Actually, I think, are you riding that way today? You said you might?
Mm-mm.
Okay, then we might still take a ride to Cambridge when we get out of the COVID testing center.
Maybe. So Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge has some of the, well, not some of, they have the most delicious fresh baked donuts and pastries and cookies and cakes and breads on the entire Eastern Shore, Delmarva Peninsula, Tri-State area. There's enough for everyone in the boat, everyone in camp, and, you know, everyone at the condo. Right now, Bay Country Bakery is open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Do what I do when you're looking for Bay Country Bakery on the way through Cambridge on the other side of the town center. You look for this big, giant donut on the side of the bakery. It's a big pink frosted donut with sprinkles.
Can I add something real quick?
Sure.
I love their sandwiches, too. Okay,
yeah.
But they have a special one just for this weekend, okay? And it's a provolone turkey avocado tomato with balsamic drizzle on a flaxseed sunflower bread.
Sunflower bread.
And that sounds absolutely wonderful to me.
Well, you can get one for breakfast. Maybe. So, if you're on Coastal Highway, their address is 2951. That's Coastal Highway, Route 50. It's just through Cambridge. Look for that big donut. Visit their website, like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery, and be sure to stop by and say hello. And if you go there this morning, you might see Robin and I there.
I'm planning on it.
Bay Country Bakery. We'll be right back after these messages from Chris.
Boy, August has been so wet here across Baltimore, and continuing to see some storms on weather radar today, but most of that action is shaping up down across Virginia, where a little summertime cold front has pushed south of Baltimore. 82 degrees our high this afternoon, 67 tonight, just an isolated shower. Isolated shower tomorrow, 77, and mainly dry Monday, Tuesday, mid-80s. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Well, in Norfolk, Carolina, way back in the hills, lived my old pappy and he had him a still. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down. Then he'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, pappy's corn squeezing. Ooh, white lightning. Well, a G-man, T-man, a revenue's too, searching for a place where he made his boot. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept a cooking.
White lightning.
I figured out.
What? What'd you figure out?
Why I am so excited and in a good mood this morning, even though I absolutely just got myself out of bed.
Why excited?
Because I want everybody to know, okay, this is something that you have dreamt of. You have dreamed of this.
Maybe
book.
They could hear us if Chris turned the music
I think he's probably answering a call.
Maybe. There we go. Thank you, Chris. Go ahead.
This is something you have dreamed of forever, okay? You've been trying to work on this for 20 years.
The record book?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
The record. I'm sorry. I forget that I have to. I'm not on television. I'm on radio.
No, thank you.
You think I'm smart and you're not kidding. And it has been a joy to do, okay, but a lot of frustration, a lot of beating our heads on walls trying to get things and get stuff straight and get records from people. You know, just a lot of hard work. And
well,
the relaxation and the joy that I felt after we picked that book up and saw it yesterday and it turned out so good. And it's something to be proud of, but the pressure's now lowered. But it's also joy. It really is, because we got it done, and it looks great.
Yep, you're right. When we were reviewing this book, I mean, we were getting – Jennifer would send us pages, okay? And she'd send us 30 pages, 50 pages to look at a time. And when you're looking at them on the computer screen and you're trying to, you know, find errors and make corrections and move this and move that and do this and do that. And the pages are in front of you on a PDF vertically, you know, one page after the other, Okay. And so I knew what all the pages looked like. And I knew what all the photos looked like. But when you see it in book form, when those vertical pages are now left and right pages, and you see the culmination of this work, I'm thrilled. I'm so happy, you know, because of how it all turned out and the arrangement of everything. And nothing is out of place. Nothing is out of order. You know, the charts look great. The pictures are what, you know, we took cell phone pictures, and we took pictures that were taken, you know, with a camera 30 years. This is funny. I'm going to tell you this. We had pictures that people had in photo albums, okay?
Uh-huh.
They took a picture with their cell phone and texted it to us.
Oh, I know.
Okay. From deer that were killed 30 years ago and before. And the pictures have turned out so magnificent. Now, look, you can still tell it's a vintage photo. You can still tell it's an old, faded photo. No question.
Right.
But it's not even...
But you can see it. It looks a lot better than when we first got it.
Yeah, from what I saw on the screen to what we have here on this on these glossy pages. And this thing is great. I mean, the cover's glossy. The pages are glossy. This is not like a newspaper. This is something that's going to last forever.
Right. And the neat thing is we're getting a lot of people who know that their deer are in the book and they're so excited to see it. But there's going to be people who didn't know their deer was going to be in the book because we really tried hard. We had people who joined BBS, and BBS is going to be the ongoing measuring system for this book in the future and for Maryland. Okay. And we're going to keep a record book going. But this record book, and I don't think people understand, maybe they do, but we went out of our way to put stuff in there that we had to find because we had to find it in public records and access to it, of things that had been promised and never happened to be in a book.
Yeah.
And
a book has been promised in Maryland by another group for 25 years.
And we wanted, even though we're not benefiting from that, okay, but we wanted to include everybody in it, okay, mm-hmm. everybody who's ever done this in Maryland, because this isn't it's about us putting out a book, but it's really, honest to goodness, about honoring the wildlife and the hunters of Maryland.
There you go.
And we wanted everybody to be included.
And there are 3,000 entries in there.
Yeah, there's over 3,000 or over, right at 3,000 entries.
About 3,000.
And we've got them off of written sheets and...
here's the main thing. Okay. We keep saying public records. Okay. There was a group that would have events, okay, and measure animals. Wouldn't work with us. But their records were submitted to DNR. And because they were submitted to DNR, they then became public records. And that's how we obtained those records. We worked with DNR to get copies of those record books, or those annual deer reports, all the way back to 1987.
And we had people who sent us copies of the older deer reports. It was really neat.
Oh, yeah.
It was really cool.
People were sending us copies of the deer report from 1991. You know, where do you find that anymore? You can't.
We had a lot of dedicated people that helped. It was really cool.
We did.
We also have some callers that we got to stop.
Oh, well, let's talk. Oh, I did want to mention about Jennifer. Okay, Jennifer was under duress this whole time, okay? Unfortunately, the last day, the day the cover was approved to go to the printers, is the day her father passed away. We went to his service I went to his service last Saturday, and, you know, she's a talented young lady, and she just is dealing with a lot of stuff, and we just want to say a special thanks to Jennifer Nicely of Nicely Done Designs.
Yes, she worked very hard
through a lot of stuff.
A lot of things to get this done, and we really, really are appreciative of her work.
Yep.
Okay, we got Uncle Dale in Easton.
Hey, Uncle Dale in Easton.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I have a question, Alan. Over coffee, we have talked about, you know, there were some heads that you couldn't get to.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if and I get to use my 25-cent word for today, some nefarious reason why some of those heads were unavailable to you.
Nefarious? I don't know about nefarious, but...
I mean, people that were reluctant to show them for whatever reason.
Oh, I understand. Well, you know, people have a lot of different reasons to... We have the number... Let me think which one it is. The number two... One of the number two records, okay, is now a DNR... NRP officer. He was reluctant to have his photo in the book.
Okay.
We understand it. Okay.
We also had some people who didn't want their photo in the book because they didn't even know what county their deer came from because they've got a special place.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we have that kind of stuff. People are very private and very
understand.
Secretive about their animals. But some of the big heads that, you know, we were able to access, look, there are some heads out there that have stories about them that we don't want to tell.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can imagine.
You know.
There were some we wanted to put in and we didn't feel comfortable.
Yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
true.
I understand. Well, how many heads out there, if you would estimate, that you would like to get that you don't have?
500.
Wow. Okay.
Yep.
Interesting.
And we're going to have, we've already started on the next round.
I was going to say, that sounds like volume two to me.
Yeah, it's going to be volume two. It's going to be volume two.
Yeah, this is not a one and done.
No, we're not one and done. Our supplements won't be till probably 3 years from now. Okay.
It depends on we're going to make that final decision when we figure out how many come in and what's.
Yeah, we're going to see how, you know, people want to get their heads scored and all that.
I've got a couple that I might, have.
Oh, you might, huh? Okay.
So,
well, that's good.
We'll see. So,
you're one of the guys that's been holding
up. You're the nefarious one.
You're the nefarious guy.
I'm the nefarious one. Yeah.
he's probably the easiest going, most honest person I know.
No, but congrats. I know you all worked real hard on it, and I can't wait to get my autographed copy over coffee sometime.
You will do that.
I got a feeling you'll be having coffee real soon.
Yeah,
things have turned up. I do have one more question, Alan. Do you still have that secret stash of gopher wood and pitch?
Is that coming again today? Are we getting another round?
Yeah. I might come over and borrow some.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah, I might be constructing a mini version.
What did your gauge have in it there yesterday?
I haven't checked at this point. The other day I had 2.5, and yeah. I haven't checked it. So.
Robin and Brian were across the bridge on what day was that? Thursday.
Thursday.
Yeah. And I called up to a customer, Ken Island. He said, we've got 8 inches of rain so far today. And that was like noon.
I don't know what was coming down, but I know we couldn't get in to get gas at the gas station because the water was so high we couldn't drive our car through it. My daughter is pregnant, everybody, and she wanted a snowball. She had a craving for a snowball. And we couldn't get into the produce store that had them because the water was so high.
Exactly.
Robin, just as an aside, our little one got his first haircut yesterday.
Oh, brother.
And it looks like we're sad.
I bet. Sad. Yeah, I bet.
So you'll that's another one you'll be facing, I'm sure. But
In fact, our little one, one of the reasons I went to bed so early last night and didn't sleep, is coming to spend the night tonight. And,
Boy, that's cool.
We had some spaces in the book that we wanted to fill with something. And, you know, we talked from the beginning. We put a quote, a Fred Bear quote, on the back cover. And the back cover quote says, a hunt based only on trophies taken falls short of what the ultimate goal should be.
Yep.
Time to commune with your inner soul as you share the outdoors with the birds, animals, and fish that live there.
Yep.
So, famous Fred Bear quote. That's on our back cover.
That's great.
Yep. So we did a lot of research on quotes, and another Fred Bear quote, which I thought particularly good, was, when a hunter's in a tree stand with moral values and with the proper hunting ethics and richer for the experience, that hunter is 20 feet closer to God. Fred Bear.
Yeah.
And did you know Johnny Carson has a hunting quote that we included?
No, I did not.
You didn't?
I did not. Let me see.
You want to read that one?
No, let me see. I want to see what it says first.
Bottom right corner. Johnny Carson had a hunting quote.
Oh, I love it. If God didn't want men to hunt, he wouldn't have given them plaid shirts.
Pretty good.
Yep.
Pretty
good. So we will meet soon. I will make
sure
that...
I'll give you a shout. Things are continuing to look up. So
good. Glad to hear it.
Maybe sometime this week we'll
that makes my day.
Yep. Got it.
We'll get up and down. Up and down. Y'all have a good day.
Indeed. Thanks, buddy.
All right. And get that gopher wood ready.
No, yeah. We've started already. We've got the keel laid and, you know.
Good, okay.
Yeah, we're ready to go.
It took me a couple minutes to catch up with what you were talking about, but I got it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you all. Talk.
Take care. See you,
okay,
buddy.
We got some callers. Another caller. Oh, but before that, I can't wait until Bobby gets this up to Fred. You know that?
I know.
Excited.
Yeah.
We have Glenn on the line. Good morning, Glenn.
Hey, Glenn.
Hey, how are you, Rob? How are you doing?
We're doing good. How about you?
Okay, I guess.
That's good.
Had enough rain down your way?
Yeah, plenty.
I feel like
especially
we could float.
And on, what was it, Ken Allen had 8 inches or something?
Yeah, that's what I was told. I mean, Robin and Bree came through there. They couldn't even stop and get gas at any of the stations there. They were so flooded out. So that was interesting. Mm. Yeah.
I don't think had that much here, but probably had all total since that the hurricane thing came through. Probably had 10 inches or better.
Oh, I imagine. I would imagine. I'll tell you what, it sure didn't hurt the corn crops. We came through there on 213 yesterday. And, I mean, the corn is, like, insane. You know, it's only mid-August, so you know I don't know. It's going to be, I guess, a good growing year for corn and soybeans and everything else. So, you know, and the market, I'm assuming the market's going to be high, and the guys on the shore are going to get good prices because the storms pretty much leveled the cornfields in Nebraska, which is, you know, big corn state. So
Bree said they were combining hers the other night.
Corn.
Well, maybe not. I thought you said corn, but it could be. I could be wrong.
Could be winter wheat, but that's a little late for winter wheat. If they were cutting corn, they were doing silage. They were putting it in. You know,
right.
In the
no,
silage.
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. She said they were combined until about 12:30 at night.
Wow. Okay. Well, I don't know what that would be, but you know. Anyway, so Glenn, hunt season's right around the corner. Get that crossbow out, buddy.
Yeah. Sure. Wants to have one.
Oh, I didn't know you didn't have a crossbow. Okay.
Yeah.
I got it.
Well, on the day, I think it's supposed to be the first day of crow.
Well, are you going out?
I don't know. I don't know if we'll get to go or not. I'm going to go to a sale a little later.
Exactly. All right, buddy. Well, stay in touch, all right?
Yep.
All right.
You have a great day, okay?
All right.
We'll talk soon. Thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Who's next, Robin?
I think that was it.
And that'll give you time to take care of some other people who help pay the
bill. Oh, you know who came back as a sponsor this week? That was, I got right here in my hot little hand somewhere, Macrotech Archery. Yes, indeed. Macrotech Archery Pro Shop is... They moved from their Brooklyn location to a new location, and they're open at 8043 Fort Smallwood Road. You can call it Riviera Beach, you can call it Curtis Bay, or call it Baltimore, 21226. But everybody knows where Fort Smallwood Road is, so they've been busy, but 8043 Fort Smallwood Road, that's the new location of Macrotech Archery Pro Shop. Len Marsh is one of Maryland's most respected bow technicians and bow shop owners. Beginners, die-hard bow hunters, athletes, and the well-connected know about Len and Macrotech Archery's national reputation for excellent. He's tuned my Bowtech and recabled and strung my 10-point crossbow. And the bow technician, Corey, what a great guy he is, too. So Macrotech Archery Pro Shop carries Matthews, including the new VXR, Mission, Bowtech Diamond, and Hoyt. Crossbows include Raven and 10-point. They tune each bow and crossbow to perform to perfection. before it leaves the store, and it'll fit your unique draw length and your poundage requirements. So all the accessories for your bow will be mounted correctly, and they have a full lineup of custom arrows and sights and rests and much more. If you ask them, they can observe you on the indoor archery range and correct any shooting issues you might have. Maybe your stance is too open. Maybe it's not open enough. Maybe you're torquing your bow with your hand. You're closing your hand when you shoot your bow. Plus, Macrotech is a certified service center for 10-point Wicked Ridge and Horton crossbows. You should stop by the new location, Macrotech Archery Pro Shop, 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach. Visit macrotecharchery.com. Visit their Facebook page. The phone number is 410, easy to remember, 7897777. That's 410-789-7777. Let's see. Oh, what did you say the special was? That picture? Some kind of cake?
Black Forest chocolate ganache sour cream cake or something like that. I just put the picture down. I'm sorry.
Anyway, it's decadent looking. So if you're on Route 50, when I'm on Route 50, I do my best to stop right there at Bay Country Baker on the way through Cambridge. And, you know, definitely when I'm going sick of deer hunting, I take the donuts to camp and I get a coffee to go, and, you know, I'm set to go for the evening hunt. Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge has the most delicious bakery, fresh-baked donuts and pastries and cookies and cakes and breads and pie. I got a cherry pie there a week or so ago. That was delicious.
Yes, it was.
I'm a berry pie guy.
Cherry pie is probably my least favorite berry pie, but that one was really good.
Yes, indeed. And you get enough. You can buy enough for everybody in camp, or everybody on the boat, or everybody at the condo if you're going to Ocean City. You know, Bay Country Bakery is open Monday through Saturday from 1 to 7, and you know they have some very tasty sandwiches. Robin talked to earlier. So to find Bay Country Bakery, do what I do. Just look for that big donut on the side of the bakery. That's what you'll see first, is that big pink frosted donut, very attractive, with sprinkles on it. Whoever did the artwork did a beautiful job. It's like a selfie spot or destination photo spot. So the physical address is 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. And Dave and Gina Levy, Dave's a fisherman, he loves fishing. Your hosts, they're trained chefs, they strive to bring you the best. Just think Big Donut when you're on your way. Visit their website, like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by and say, yellow. Maybe you'll see Robin, and maybe you'll see me there, too. Backyard Billy's, you've put it off long enough. Now's the time to pull the trigger and get that backyard fixed up for fall entertaining, for Labor Day, and much, much more. Look, they've got those. When you drive in on Route 44, or Exit 44, that's Evans Avenue, you hit the stop sign, you make a right, you go in behind the building and you park. There's no place to park because there's picnic tables and chairs all over the lot there. I mean, they're beautiful stuff. And all kinds of deck accessories and everything else. So they've got that full selection of very colorful poly resin outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs. And you know what else I discovered the other day?
What?
When I was there. Did I scare you?
Yeah, you did.
Sorry. They have some beautiful hardwood tables and chairs.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. They are gorgeous.
Outside or inside?
This is not the pine board 2x8s. This is some really, really, both. Really, really, really quality-looking wood stuff, if you like the wood feel, rather than the poly resin, okay? Excellent, beautiful, gorgeous.
We're going to have to get down there again now that we have a life again.
You mean a life outside of publishing for the
past four
months?
It's been crazy.
Anyway, you can see all this stuff from Route 50 at Exit 44. Swing sets and tiki bars and pool houses, that's what's in Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles. Free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. And give them a call today and see if they're having a grill day. 410-827-4500. They'll be demonstrating Traeger, Big Green Eggs, Kamado Joes, and, you know, on Saturdays they do that. And, you know, you might wind up with taste testing and pro tips and giveaways and grill package deals as well. And don't forget they have a hearth department, too. That's where Robin and I chose, Backyard Billy's is where Robin and I chose to purchase our gas fireplace insert. They did the installation, did a beautiful job. Backyard Billy's, 410-827-4500. 827-4500, open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44. Your backyard is going to look great. Now, one more time, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. Anything and everything you need for fishing and crabbing. Live and frozen bait. For crab bait, they've got the salted eel and chicken necks. They've got the steamers, so you can cook your crabs. They've got the 5-pound buckets of Clyde's Custom Crab Seasoning. They got new baskets and lids. They have all the accessories like the measures and the tongs and the gloves and the nets and the cloth and wire crab rings, the crab hotels, the commercial crab pots, trot lines rigged and unrigged and all the parts, topless crab traps, low-profile crab traps, you know, the metal, black metal crab traps. The topless ones are pretty cool because you can stack them up. So Clyde Sports Shop is your crabbing headquarters in Baltimore. Why not stop by today? 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's just off Beltway exit number 9, 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. And I think we're done. Just in time. How about that for time management, Chris?
Excelente.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy. So, anyway, we want to thank all of our listeners today. We want to thank all of our sponsors. And we want to invite our listeners to visit our sponsors that you heard about on the Outdoors and Radio Show. They're the ones that make it possible. All right. And we got a new taxidermist starting first Saturday of September.
Yes, we do.
Yep. That would be Creative Concepts in Jeffers.
I'm looking forward to that.
You and I both.
He does some beautiful work.
No question. No question. Yep. He's got a 1-ton crane and 19-foot ceilings. Robin, say your words.
Get out, stay safe, wash your hands, wear your masks, and take care of each other.